Madam Mayor,
Your Excellencies, greatly respected veterans and friends, I've had the privilege of being at this ceremony as Russian ambassadors and other ambassadors have for all of the 10 years since the memorial was here. It's one of the most important events we have in our borough and one of the most important events we have in London. It's a privilege because it reminds us that we have a history that we need to be thankful for, but that we need to learn from. It reminds us that in our moments of need, the creed and the colour and the language of those who come to our aid don't matter. That in moment of need, there is a common humanity that calls us to help our sisters and our brothers, and many people have done that even unto death. It reminds us that the greatest sacrifice is sometimes necessary for people to secure peace for the next generation. And we thank unreservedly those of the armies of the Soviet Union, of all its component countries, now independent, and of those of the Allies who together made sure that our continent was free from fascism and was able to have a freedom that allows people to be themselves. But if I just want to say two other things which pay tribute to you and your colleagues. The first is that in remembering that past, we have to remember that in our great Eurasian landmass, we have the great civilizations of the world, Russia and China, and the civilizations of Western Europe. And if we can't manage to learn how to achieve peace, then we can't expect the rest of the world to do that. If with all of our wisdom, all of our culture, all of our experience, we cannot make sure the lessons of history are learnt well in the world, then we can't really turn to other people and say, you have to do better. And I'm very mindful, and this is very personal, that although we are now able to see peace in Western Europe, that there are parts of the Eurasian landmass where there isn't yet peace, referred to by Madam Mayor. And I think it's right to say that as we leave here today, I hope we will continue to work, as I know the ambassador of Russia and others are seeking to do, to bring peace to the rest of our part of the world where there isn't yet peace. And specifically, I ask, and for those who have faith, I ask your prayers for peace in Pakistan and Afghanistan and Sri Lanka, the home country of our mayor, where she has suffered personal loss because of the difficulties and civil war that have given the Tamil people so much problem. But there is good news, Philip. In the last few years, Parliament in this country has formed an all-party group on conflict issues to seek to have conflict prevention at the top of the agenda, and I have the privilege of being one of the three co-chairs of that. There's an international parliamentary network now working for conflict prevention. And so the world is learning the lesson. It is learning that it's more important to prevent wars than to try to stop them after they've begun. And there will be a great future for many young people who are here in doing different jobs in the future that help to build bridges and build peace. And all of us who've been to these events will use this as a symbol of why we need to have a more peaceful world in the future. The sacrifices of the millions were not in vain, and we give them honour and thanks and hope and pray we can learn the lesson so we never have to have such a sacrifice again. Thank you very much.